Since at least 1796, the performance of opera has been a cultural touchstone in New Orleans. Here to tell us a little bit about the operatic history of the city and its most current iteration is Beatty Landis, Director of External Affairs for the New Orleans Opera Association, which will begin celebrating its 75th season this month. How are you doing today, Beatty?
Very well, thank you.
Well, great. So what's your role at the association and what does that entail?
I've recently started working at New Orleans Opera as the Director of External Affairs, and what that entails is strengthening and nurturing connections between the opera company and the community. Sometimes people perceive the opera to be a little bit elitist or maybe designed for a specific audience, and actually, we know at New Orleans Opera that opera's for everyone. And what we're trying to do this season is make sure that everybody in the city has an opportunity to come to the opera, whether it's within the Mahalia Jackson Theater or a smaller venue or in a school or a community center. And as Director of External Affairs, it's my job to reach all of those audience members and communities.
Well, that's great. I think that's great. And what are some of the programming that you have coming up on this 75th season?
So for the 75th season, we're starting sentimentally with Cavalleria Rusticana and Pagliacci, the opera that founded this company in 1943. We're going to continue with Orpheus in the Underworld. It is a comic opera by Jacques Offenbach. It's a comic take on the classic Orpheus myth. So if you know a little bit about Orpheus, the demigod who was a very talented musician and who lost his wife Eurydice to the underworld. Eurydice in Offenbach's Orpheus doesn't like music. And so it's really not a very happy marriage from the start. So when in fact she winds up in the underworld, it's a little bit of a mixed blessing and things unfold from there. So there are a lot of the same themes that you remember from the Orpheus myth, but with a little bit of a comic spin and very light, fun French operatic music. After Orpheus in the Underworld, we will be producing a chamber opera, Tabasco, a burlesque opera, that will be at Le Petit Théâtre du Vieux Carré. This is a piece by Chadwick, and it's an American-style opera on, it's putatively about the founding of Tabasco, the regional hot sauce. It has to do with an Irishman who is disguised as a French chef and must cook a sufficiently spicy meal for a pasha to not be beheaded.
That sounds
and therein
amazing.
Tabasco sauce is discovered. Next we're doing, really the centerpiece of our season is an opera by Terence Blanchard, Champion in Opera and Jazz. And this piece was commissioned by St. Louis Opera several years ago. Terence Blanchard now has two more operas already on deck that have been commissioned, so he's really an emerging opera composer in addition to being a renowned jazz composer. Champion is follows the story of a boxer, a gay boxer from the mid-20th century who actually wound up killing another boxer in the ring. And it's the story of his struggles with his identity and with his what happens to him and this other man in the ring and the impact of that on the rest of his life. So it's really a tragic story, but it brings together jazz and opera, which are two such strong strains in the music history of New Orleans. So we're especially excited about that piece.
Well, before we go, where can people find out more information about the New Orleans Opera Association?
New Orleans Opera has a beautiful and very helpful new website, neworleansopera.org. You'll see on this website details about all of our productions for the season and also our new and old community outreach activities. So New Orleans Opera has been working with schools for many years, but this year we have new programs that we're bringing to schools, new programs we're bringing into the community, and you can find all of that information at neworleansopera.org.
I was just speaking with Beatty Landis, Director of External Affairs for the New Orleans Opera Association. Thank you so much for speaking with us, Beatty.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for inviting us on the show.
Until next time, I'm David Benedetto for NOLA V.